We call upon the Holy Spirit to be with us in our words of invocation. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord, we need your mercy. In this hour, help us to see our sin and pain and to pray for a fresh start. Help us to see the shortcomings in our lives and look to you for the answers to our problems. Give us a new vision of what life can be like. Teach us to hope, to love, to give, and to have faith. Lord, we need your mercy. We take a few moments to have a hunger for God's mercy and the forgiveness he offers. We confess together. Our God has heard the cries and felt our pain and has had mercy on us. God has seen our need and provided for our salvation, seen our condition and provided the solution, seen our heart and given us a Savior. Through the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, our sin is no longer the weight that holds us down. We are free to live in victory, free from the sin of our self-deceit, and free from Satan's power. Praise God for goodness. And let us pray. God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, as you sent upon the disciples the promised gift of the Holy Spirit, look upon your church, open our hearts to the power of the Spirit. Kindle in us the fire of your love and strengthen our lives for service in your kingdom. We pray this through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Now take a moment to hear about the day of Pentecost. Carol's going to read it for us. It's described in Acts chapter 2.